Let's go to the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, one of the two teams that will be in Super Bowl 51. The Falcons, Falcoholics.com from sports, from SBNation.com. David Walker joining us. David, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just how surprised are you to see the Atlanta Falcons here in their second Super Bowl?
Well, had you asked me that at the beginning of the year, I'd have told you you were crazy. I think most everyone who followed the Falcons expected them to, you know, maybe get a little bit better, improve some, hopefully, on offense from what they were in 2015. I don't think anyone would have reasonably told you that they expected the Super Bowl, and it's incredible. Second year under Dan Quinn, I don't think you could ask for anything more at this point.
How much of this team is what Kyle Shanahan has done with the offense versus what Dan Quinn has done with the defense?
Well, I definitely think throughout the regular season, this team went as the offense went. So, obviously putting together one of the most explosive offenses in NFL history, one of the top eight scoring offenses in NFL history, that offense is what carried them to the 11-5 win and the second seed. Now, The past two games, it has been the defense as much as it's been the offense. You know, they really took it to Russell Wilson and Seahawks in the first game, and they shut out a red-hot Aaron Rodgers and Packers for 36 minutes and really had them rattled. You know, at one point, the Falcons were up 31-0. So, you know, they got here through the offense, but this defense is really starting to fire at the right time.
This season in the regular season, the Falcons were 1-5 when they scored 30 points or less. Do you see them coming up here against the Patriots? Do you see them being able to score as they have the previous 2 weeks against the Seahawks and against the Packers?
You know, I think they can. This team is playing with a tremendous amount of confidence, and I think the key factor here to pay attention to is whether or not Matt Ryan is kept clean. When he has had a clean pocket for the majority of the game, that's when they have gone on absolute tears for scoring. Mm. And I think you saw it this week. You saw it against the Seahawks. And I would argue that, you know, the Patriots, you know, even though they have a good scoring defense, I think the Falcons have faced two defenses now that had much better pass rushes. So I think Ryan, if he's given that time, can orchestrate this offense in a way that they can still get above 30 points.
David Walker, Falcoholics.com, joining us here on Game Night with Matt Perrault. You know, it's fun to look at the history of Atlanta, the history of this Falcons franchise, and then that being the last game in Georgia Dome history to get that W before they move next season into the brand new facility next door. And what was that atmosphere like? How electric was that for the Falcon fans to send that building out on that note?
Well, I can tell you that from the Seahawks game to the Green Bay game, that is as loud as the Georgia Dome has ever been. And that includes some of the years when Michael Vick was a quarterback and this team was the talk of the town. That is arguably the most alive the stadium has been in the 25 years that it's been in Atlanta. I think this team is being embraced more so than it ever has in the past. And I would include the times from when Deion Sanders was here to when Mike Vick was leading this team. I think this Atlanta Falcons team has the heart of Atlanta more so than any team has in the past.
10-hour drive, Atlanta to Houston. What are you expecting from a Falcon fan presence in Houston?
You know, it's funny because last year the Falcons had to go on the road to play Dallas, which is obviously the same state, very similar. And if you go back and watch that game, there are a tremendous number of Falcons fans that actually showed up. And towards the end of that game, there were very loud chants, for Falcons fans at Dallas Stadium. So I think you'll be surprised at how many Falcons fans and how much red and black you see in Houston in 2 weeks. I think they're going to show up in big numbers. I think they understand this has been a very special season.
Second Super Bowl in franchise history, Falcons. What's interesting, too, and this was reported during the game, David, during the broadcast, that Julio Jones is not just dealing with one injury to his foot, but it's multiple injuries to his foot. What do you know about Julio Jones' injury status?
Well, I think it's the same foot, and I think it's just a consequence of playing on the injury. But you saw it, I saw it. It clearly didn't slow him down. He obviously was playing through a lot of pain, but which honestly should be scary to the Patriots, because if Julio Jones in pain and not at 100% can give you 9 catches for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns, I can't imagine what he's going to do if he's fully healthy after 2 weeks of rest.
Let me play devil's advocate here. You were facing the Falcons were facing an atrocious secondary in the Packers, and they were injured on top of that. Micah Hyde left the game earlier in that game with a shoulder injury. Julio Jones got going with that 73-yard touchdown pass late. There has to be some concern at the fact that Antonio Brown did nothing in the Patriots game against them, right?
I don't want to undersell the Patriots at all. I am not going into this game expecting a complete blowout. And honestly, I didn't go into the Packers game expecting a complete blowout. I think it was, some key turnovers. If you take some of those away, I think the complexion of this game changes. But at the same time, unlike in previous years, this Falcons offense has been as diverse as it's ever been. It's not just the Julio show anymore. And certainly he dominated on Sunday. But now, you throw in guys like Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman in the backfield, who are a fantastic running back duo. When you throw in, another speedster like Taylor Gabriel or Mohamed Sanu, who can, catch those, tough catches across the middle, this is an offense that no longer has to force the ball to Julio. And I think that's what makes them even more dangerous than arguably any other offense in the league right now.
I would agree. I think they're the best offense in football. It's their defense, I think, is the problem, though, David. I mean, I get what's happened over the last 2 weeks in the postseason. But this is a team that was 27th in points. It was 28th in passing yards. It was 17th in rushing yards. Why is this defense different in the postseason? Why should we look at the numbers in the postseason and not the regular season?
Well, one word, it's youth. At this point, the Falcons have 7 starters on defense that are in their second year or first year of playing in the NFL. And I think that is a big part of the reason why they struggled early on in the season. You've got some really, really developing talent, guys like Keanu Neal and Deion Jones, who are both very good rookies that were drafted this year. Obviously, Vic Beasley led the league in sacks. But there's some other guys that have really begun to step up their play in the past few weeks, like Brian Poole, an undrafted cornerback who's our nickel cornerback and a hard hitter. He made several big plays against Aaron Rodgers on Sunday. And I think a lot of it is this defense has grown up during the season, and I think that is why you're seeing sort of a stark difference between what was legitimately bad on the field in the regular season and what's really starting to come together in the postseason. I think Dan Quinn deserves a lot of credit, but I think it's also that these players are just getting better with experience.
He is David Walker. All you Falcon fans, next 2 weeks, they'll have all your Falcons coverage, Falcoholics.com, part of the SBNation.com network covering Super Bowl 51. David, thanks for the time tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
David Walker on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line here on Game Night with Matt Perrault. It's going to be a fascinating time to break down both these teams